From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Salmon are one of California's iconic species and a prize catch for commercial and recreational fishing, but they've also long faced environmental threats from drought and water infrastructure, resulting in significant population losses. For the last 3 years, the commercial salmon season in the state has been shuttered to protect the remaining population, resulting in millions of dollars in losses for the fishing industry and communities that rely on this fish. But last week, state officials announced that commercial fishing will reopen this year, however, with significant restrictions. So, will this be enough to help keep fishers afloat, and what does it mean for the years to come? Rachel Becker is a water reporter for the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
So, just remind us, why has commercial salmon fishing been closed for the last 3 years?
So we've seen salmon populations declining for decades. Dams cut them off from the high elevation spawning grounds they're used to. Water diversions for cities and farms draw away the flows they need. Their eggs are cooking in warm water, and there are challenging ocean conditions. So a lot of things that make it hard to be a salmon. But the drought years of the early 2020s really did a number on them. These were some of the driest years, driest stretch in California history. And it really caused populations to plummet and forced fisheries managers at the Interstate Pacific Fishery Management Council to close both commercial and recreational fishing, recreational for all but a handful of days last year, for an unprecedented 3 years in a row to protect the dwindling numbers.
Okay, so as you mentioned, this is unprecedented, closing the season for three seasons. So how big is the commercial salmon industry here in the state?
So the number varies depending on the analysis. My colleague Alistair extrapolated one 2010 analysis to today's dollars and ended up at about half a billion. The industry puts it much higher, though, at around 1.4 billion. And it's important to factor in all of the related businesses, the bait shops, the suppliers, the restaurants and their customers, the tourist dollars going to coastal towns. And all of that has taken a major hit over the 3 years of closures. In lost coastal community and state personal income for the first 2 years of closures alone was nearly $100 million. And again, the industry says that that significantly underestimates the kind of the ripple effects of what losing this fish has done to all of the different economies built up around it.
How popular is salmon compared to other angling? I mean, it, like crab, for example, or other fishes?
So crab is quite popular in California. When you think about salmon, you think about sport fishing. And I talked to some charter boat captains, and they said that for them, you know, folks will come out once a season for other types of fish. But for salmon, they might come out every week. And so losing the salmon has meant, you know, losing that repeat business. And that means for coastal towns, for instance, it means losing those tourist dollars repeatedly.
Hmm. How were they able to cope during the last couple of years? You mentioned just in two seasons alone, that estimate of losses was $100 million.
Yeah, and that was just looking at income, too. People have been struggling. I talked to one charter boat captain midway through the shutdown, and he was selling his boat and moving out of state. I talked to another commercial fisherman this year, and he'd already moved out of California, and he said he thought he'd die fishing in California. So that hit him really hard. I also talked to folks who have managed to stay in business with some kind of creative efforts to reach customers. So one commercial fisherman at Fisherman's Wharf, Sean Chen Flading, he advertises his catches on social media and sells them directly off the boat. So while I was there, I was so confused because people kept wandering by with coolers and buckets. And I was like, what are you doing? The captain of the boat that I was on, she kept hollering for Sean, and he'd pop out and take the crabs out of the tank and sell them until he ran out. And then he started sending customers down to another boat at the end of the wharf. another charter boat captain, Virginia Salvador of Unforgettable Fishing Adventures, has gotten really creative and runs barbecue and bar hopping cruises around San Francisco Bay, takes passengers to McCovey Cove during Giants game. She had a little French bulldog anchovy poking around the boat. And she works even with a food influencer to offer a chef experience. And that's all while holding down a second job working in a hospital. So the folks who are still in business are really hustling to survive.
Yeah, you could just see how much it's part of their identity and how passionate they are about what they do. So now that the conditions have changed, the season is reopening. What is it about the conditions now that will allow commercial fishing to resume?
It's really kind of the back-to-back decent water years we've had, you know, following the really above average 2023, and then, you know, unusually average, I saw one scientist call them, recent years after that. And that's provided the flow that the salmon need to survive. And so as a result, the fish who are coming back now, the ones that are adults off the coast, are the ones that really benefited from the positive change in weather conditions.
And there are some restrictions. What are the restrictions that have been decided on for this year?
Yeah, there are definitely restrictions in place this year, and that's in order to protect the California coastal Chinook salmon, which is a threatened species and mixes with the commercial mainstay, the fall run Chinook salmon at sea. And so there are limitations to protect those threatened fish. So the commercial season between May and August especially is seeing some pretty serious limits with restrictions on dates, you know, salmon limits for each boat, as well as fleet-wide harvest limits. And then there will be another limited season in September, but this too has a harvest limit. There will also be a recreational season this year, but we'll also see restrictions on the number of fish.
So the season reopens in less than a month from now on May 16th. I know that there are some restrictions, but I guess how are fishermen feeling about the return of commercial salmon? Is some better than none?
I think there are definitely those mixed feelings. I think folks are disappointed. The feeling I got from talking to people was that they'd sat on the sidelines for the last 3 years and really hoped for more opportunity this year. At the same time, I think folks are excited to get back out and fish again. You know, I spent some time on Fisherman's Wharf visiting with commercial fisher Sarah Bates. And something that really struck me was how neighborly everybody was. And I caught a Bates chatting with her neighbor, Sean Chen Flading, across the stretch of water between their boats. And they were talking about how even with so much fewer fish available than they'd hoped for, they were still really excited to get back out there.
Yeah, I loved reading your article because you could really feel the camaraderie, you know, at the Fisherman's Wharf, even like the French bulldog that was named Anchovy, which is super cute. But finally, Rachel, I mean, are there bigger concerns on the horizon? I know this season has reopened. That is, you know, relatively good news. But what other bigger concerns are on fishermen's minds?
I think that there are definitely concerns for the future among the fishermen I spoke to. You know, as climate change continues, the threat of warmer water will continue to grow for salmon. I think folks are also concerned about some major water decisions to come that they fear will further harm the freshwater flows that salmon need to survive, including decisions around the Delta Conveyance Project and around other kind of flow management in the Bay Delta, which is really the heart of California's water supply and also really a critical region for the salmon in California as well.
And that is CalMatters water reporter Rachel Becker. As always, Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been talking about the return of California's commercial salmon season next month after an unprecedented 3-year closure. Up next, we're continuing our conversations with the candidates for governor. Today, we'll hear from Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, one of the Republicans running to be the next leader of California. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.